Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Kicking off the week, it's Monday, a beautiful day to talk about. And Austin will be talking about that coming up in just a few minutes. I have also a story coming out. Jimmy Patronis is what I was thinking about. Appeared on Andrew McKay's show this morning.
That is true.
And I wanted to make sure I got that in there. We have some sound from Congressman Patronis in terms of a couple of issues. Of course, on the peace accord going down today with President Trump and, of course, just the overall situation with the government shutdown. So we'll be hearing from Mr. Patronis here coming up this hour. Right now, let's go ahead and jump into three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Local contractor Jesse Lacoste is facing trial in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties with jury selection currently underway. He's been charged with defrauding homeowners, insurance companies, and subcontractors of over $2 million, as well as falsifying his applications for county and state contractor license.
Number two.
Terminal expansion and upgrades coming to the Pensacola International Airport. The Terminal Expansion and Modernization Program, one of the largest investments in the airport's history. The project will expand gate areas and add new concessions to support the increasing travel demand. The groundbreaking ceremony is scheduled for Wednesday morning at around 9 a.m.
Number three.
National Hurricane Center reporting that no tropical development is expected in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days. Now, in the central Atlantic, Tropical Storm Lorenzo has formed. According to NHC models, the system is projected to curve northward into the Atlantic with potential impacts near Africa or Portugal. No U.S. coastline impacts are expected.
All righty. With us knocking on the door of 4:15, we'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather, especially with there being several spots of note here early this afternoon. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Got some backups on I-10. If you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, that's to be expected. But we also have some if you are traveling eastbound, heading towards that same direction, do have some backups there. So be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues, just minor ones, at the intersection of Brent Lane and Davis Highway. And on Highway 90, if you are traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, all we've been able to talk about the last several days is how moderate it is. It is so forgiving. 84 degrees, and it's been sunny, mostly clear today. Low of 62 this evening. That sunny, mostly clear theme is going to continue throughout the rest of your work week. Tomorrow's high sitting at around 86.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
416 News Radio 92.3. The federal government shutdown continues. District 1 Representative Jimmy Patronis spoke about the ongoing situation.
I was with a bunch of folks over the weekend. And I'm sort of looking at the crowd, and there wasn't a single person there that cared that Washington was shut down. I mean, they're on with their life, you know, and, I mean, that's why I just feel like it's kind of ridiculous. Guys, we're elected to run the country, and we can't even, you know, work this out.
Okay, Patronis says senators won't be back for another effort until tomorrow.
All right. In a weekend car crash in Escambia County, Alabama, claimed the life of 19-year-old Alexander Blade Sellers. The accident occurred on Escambia County 4 when Sellers' 2014 Chevrolet Camaro left the roadway, struck several trees, and flipped over. He was not wearing a seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. Luckily, no other vehicles were involved, but an investigation is ongoing.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, the government shutdown dragging into its third week as the Senate and House are out of town. I mentioned this a second ago. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
At this particular Publix supermarket in Wellington, Florida, shoppers can sip a craft beer mimosa and push carts with cup holders. The store is home to Publix Pours, a full bar serving beer, wine, coffee, and smoothies. There's also a wide variety of food options, including a burrito counter and a popcorn station. The location is going viral and has earned the nickname of Club Licks among customers who claim that it lives up to the Florida-based supermarket chain slogan, where shopping is a pleasure. And the fun may keep flowing, with the director of communications for Publix Supermarkets telling Fox News it's a concept that shoppers could be seeing more of in the future. Angelo Bavaro, Fox News.
A judge ordering Jonathan Rindernecht to remain jailed, citing mental health concerns. The 29-year-old who was working as an Uber driver and living in Los Angeles earlier this year was arrested in Florida. He's accused of starting a fire with a lighter on New Year's Day that smoldered underground before reigniting by high winds days later to become the Palisades Fire, charged with destruction of property by means of fire. Federal officials say Rindernecht called 911 to report the blaze, returning to watch it, citing evidence including cell phone data, videos, and a ChatGPT-generated image of a burning city on his device, noting additional charges, including murder, could follow. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The man convicted of murdering two women in Hillsborough County in 1996 will be put to death this week. Governor Ron DeSantis recently signed a death warrant for 72-year-old Samuel Lee Smithers. The former church deacon is scheduled to die by lethal injection on Tuesday. His attorneys are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to spare his life due to his age. He will be the 14th inmate to be executed this year.
State lawmakers have filed matching bills. This is House Bill 107, Senate Bill 142. Which allows survivors of domestic violence, dating violence, sexual violence, or stalking to terminate their rental agreements without financial penalties. The inability to afford early termination fees or forfeited deposits can force those survivors to remain in unsafe homes. The 2026 Florida legislature convenes Tuesday, January 13th, 2026, and this is one of the top two bills that they will be addressing next year.
And it's fitting that just a moment ago we were covering someone who has been sentenced to death because we also got a convicted killer back in a Lee County courtroom fighting to overturn his death sentence. Mark Sivers found guilty of hiring a hitman to kill his wife, Dr. Teresa Sivers, in their Bonita Springs home back in 2015. His lawyers now claim he had poor legal representation and say that there's new evidence in the case. The hearing got underway Monday and is expected to last through the week.
Okay, the Florida House expected to revisit legislation next week that would amend state laws to enable individuals to pursue medical malpractice claims related to the deaths of family members. The House Civil Justice and Claims Subcommittee will consider House Bill 6003, actually, this week, and they'll do that on Wednesday.
All right, just about 4:19 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, along with another quick check of your roads and weather right here on News Radio 92.3.
Come on, start.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your business church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Obviously, the big news of the day is the release of the hostages, the success of President Trump at getting phase one of the Israeli-Hamas peace deal done, and all of the follow-on to that. We talked with Congressman Jimmy Patronis about that and the shutdown, and also the 250th birthday of your United States Navy, plus Wheel of Fortune. Visit Pensacola and Visit Florida have gotten Pensacola to be on Wheel of Fortune. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. I do hope you're having a great afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. The government shutdown dragging into a third week as the Senate and House are out of town. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
The pain is worsening now from the government shutdown. And we're all familiar with those 750,000 federal workers that have been deemed non-essential that are on furlough. Now we're starting to see those layoffs happen, the permanent layoffs, because programs are being cut. Now, Republicans want Democrats to pass a clean, continuing resolution to keep the government open with no Republican add-ons. Democrats say that they will not open the government unless Republicans agree to open additional spending to increase tax credits in Obamacare. Vice President J.D. Vance says open the government and he will talk about how to fix healthcare prices.
Okay, not a bad day on the markets today. Stocks ending up after the president pulls back the rhetoric on China. That's getting interesting. We have stories on that coming up this hour, so don't go anywhere. You're going to like it. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
The major averages clawing back some of Friday's steep losses after President Trump softened his criticism of China. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher, with tech the best performer, while consumer staples lagged. Gold hitting historic highs and rising over $4,100 a troy ounce as investors seek safety, and silver scoring its first record high at over $50 an ounce. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Procter & Gamble, Sherwin-Williams, and IBM. The Dow rising 588 points, the NASDAQ up 490, S&P 500 up 102. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, News Radio 92.3, traffic and weather flowing along this afternoon, and Austin Price is all over it today.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. We actually have some congestion if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach Bridge, trying to get off the beach towards Navarre Parkway. Got some backups there. No accident or anything, though. Also got our usual afternoon backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling westbound towards the intersection with Mobile Highway. But all of those spots are rather typical, not too big of a problem. Your worst-looking spot's probably going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 62. Been beautiful, primarily clear skies all day today. That's how it's going to be for the rest of your work week as well.
Okay, the Northeaster working its way up the U.S. East Coast, bringing heavy rain and flooding risk. Bane Froney, she is in Long Beach, New York this afternoon, has the latest.
The winds are now howling. We looked at a buoy's measurements way out to sea, probably just a little bit offshore. About 15-foot waves way out there, probably about 10-foot waves coming up closer to the shoreline here. But it's been a really great day for surfers, not so much for folks that were trying to enjoy the beach day. This entire weekend has been a complete washout. But again, not really dealing with too much of that rain for right now. It's mostly our wind gusts, and we could still be seeing wind gusts up to 40, even 45 miles per hour. On top of this, we're going to be dealing with these pretty rough wind conditions. We still have that coastal flood warning as well.
President Trump heading back to Washington, D.C. after signing the Middle East peace plan. Trump departed Egypt aboard Air Force One after signing the Gaza ceasefire and addressing leaders from around the world. The plan so far has led to a Gaza ceasefire, of course, along with Hamas releasing all of its living Israeli hostages and Israel starting to release its Palestinian prisoners.
Okay, we hooked up with Mike Emanuel earlier this afternoon to get the latest report from the White House on President Trump's trip.
The president's clearly overjoyed talking about this moment in history.
This took 3,000 years to get to this point. Can you believe it? And it's going to hold up, too. It's going to hold up.
The president says the war in Gaza is over on his victory lap in the Middle East. He's urging world leaders that the time to start planning phase two of a broader peace agreement has arrived. One government that did not join the summit in Egypt, the Iranian regime, President Trump, the deal maker, suggested an agreement with the Iranians could be a possibility. Egypt's president says the Gaza agreement will turn a painful page in history. He also praised President Trump for using his power to end wars.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon asking the Supreme Court to dismiss his contempt of Congress conviction. Bannon served a four-month prison sentence for not appearing for a deposition ordered by the now disbanded January 6th committee and refusing to turn in subpoenaed documents. His appeal revolves around his attorney's advice to delay compliance with the committee until executive privilege disputes were resolved, and his legal team is also arguing the legitimacy of the committee itself.
Afternoon, everybody. 428 News Radio 92.3 Airlines urging folks to have a little bit of patience as U.S. air traffic staffing issues continued during the shutdown. Carmen Roberts has more.
Airline passengers suffered through more than 7,000 flight delays Thursday and are dealing with thousands more as air traffic control staffing issues continue. A group representing major U.S. airlines, Airlines for America, is asking travelers to be patient, adding it's safe to fly, but ATC staffing shortages are straining the system, causing flights to be spaced out and slowing down everything. Some 13,000 air traffic controllers and about 50,000 TSA officers are required to work without pay during the government shutdown. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Ukraine's president headed to the White House later this week. Jessica Rosenthal has more on News Radio 92.3.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is planning to meet President Trump at the White House this Friday to discuss the possibility of receiving new weaponry. European countries now purchase weapons to be sent to Ukraine, Zelensky's long-wanted longer-range capabilities. On Sunday, President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One it is appropriate to bring up the possibility of sending Ukraine Tomahawk missiles with Russia.
Do they want to have Tomahawks going in their direction? I don't think so. I think I might speak to Russia about that, in all fairness. I told that to President Zelensky, because Tomahawks are a new step of aggression.
But he said if the war is not going to be settled, he may send them, and that Russia does not want that. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Tonight at 7, Visit Pensacola is going to be featured on Wheel of Fortune as part of the Visit Florida's Live More Florida Days Week. Gotta watch it. It might get bumped because of the baseball game. The playoffs are on.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going to keep our fingers crossed. Contestants will compete for a chance to win a trip to Pensacola. Sports coming up in less than 5. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump heading back to Washington after celebrating a peace deal in Gaza that ended 2 years of fighting.
President Trump thanked Egyptian President al-Sisi, who hosted the talks last week that led to the breakthrough in Gaza and the release of hostages today. President Trump also thanked Turkey's President Erdogan and called out the many Middle East leaders who he praised for having the wealth to rebuild Gaza.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin in Tel Aviv. It's day 13 of the government shutdown as pressure builds for Republicans and Democrats to come to an agreement.
The hurt from the government shutdown intensifies this week. Workers off the job, services suspended, and now many federal employees will miss paychecks. Republicans believe that turns up the pressure on Democrats to cave.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Kansas City Chiefs, well, looked like the Kansas City Chiefs last night as they defeated the Detroit Lions by a score of 30-17. And so much for all those overreactions to that Chiefs slow start in September, because now in the middle of October, I could say at 3-3 that the Chiefs are back. And they'll also beat the Raiders next week to move to 4-3. Is Kansas City perfect? No. But until someone knocks them out in the AFC come playoff time, they'll always be a factor and a team that no one would want to play. I'm Zach Gelb.
Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening. Because health is a long game, and it's yours to win. Now, here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 25 cents for every purchase of Depend shields, guards, and RealFit products. Void in Mississippi? Learn more at Depend.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories.
Number one.
Local contractor Jesse Lacoste facing trial in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties with jury selection currently underway. He's been charged with defrauding homeowners, insurance companies, and subcontractors of over $2 million, as well as falsifying his applications for county and state contractor licenses.
Number two.
Terminal expansion and upgrades coming to Pensacola International. The Terminal Expansion and Modernization Program is one of the largest investments in the airport's history. The project will expand gate areas and add new concessions to support the increasing travel demand. The groundbreaking ceremony is set to go Wednesday morning around 9.
Number three.
The National Hurricane Center reports that no tropical development is expected in the Gulf of America for the next 7 days. In the central Atlantic, though, Tropical Storm Lorenzo has formed. According to NHC models, the system is currently projected to curve northward into the Atlantic with potential impacts near Africa or Portugal. No U.S. coastline impacts are expected at this time.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, NFL fans are being treated to two games this evening. Joe Morgan has a preview for you.
For the third time this season, the NFL will play a doubleheader on Monday Night Football. At 7:15 Eastern, Michael Penix Jr. and the Falcons welcome reigning MVP Josh Allen and the Bills to Atlanta. 4-1 Buffalo brings an explosive offense into the matchup, averaging nearly 396 yards per game, good for third best in the NFL, while the 2-2 Falcons lead the league in total defense, allowing just 244 yards per game. In the second game of the night, it's all about the quarterbacks. The 2-2 Bears and the 3-2 Commanders kick off at 8:15 Eastern from Landover, Maryland, in a matchup between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, the first two picks of the 2024 draft. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, that last game that he was talking about there, Commanders and Bears, you can find that on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Also wanted to let you know the Escambia Sheriff's Office searching for 17-year-old Yandel Manuel Duran, who's wanted for attempted murder after the recent shots fired incident in Pensacola Beach. The shots were reported on September 20th. Investigators said it stemmed from an altercation in downtown Pensacola and led to shots being fired from a vehicle in the Quietwater Beach Boardwalk parking lot. Nobody was injured, but multiple vehicles were damaged.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, 438, News Radio 92.3, Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Trey Yasavage?
I'll take your word for it.
I'm tearing his name up, but Mr. Savage is speaking out following numerous attacks directed at his family. Ooh. Things are getting kind of squirrely. Here's Jared Max.
The Toronto Blue Jays starting pitcher for Game 2 of the American League Championship Series, 22-year-old Trey Yasavage, shared with reporters that since his impressive playoff debut in the division series versus the Yankees, his family has been the subject of online abuse.
It's sad to see that people close to me are being attacked for my performances on the field, whether that's my parents, my brothers, my girlfriend, family. It's just really sad. And I know I have the platform to address it, so I am, and I hope that people can realize that those individuals have nothing to do with what happens on the field or whatnot.
Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Trey Yasavage. Jared Max, Fox News.
Former MLB player and coach Sandy Alomar Sr., dead at age 81. The MLB announced Alomar's death on Monday in a post on X, but details surrounding his death were not revealed. The Puerto Rican native played for six different teams across his 15-year playing career, and he went on to coach for several major league teams through 2009. He's also the father of Sandy Alomar Jr., who's a six-time All-Star, and Hall of Famer Roberto Alomar.
Listen, this past summer, my Friday nights were kind of altered a bit. I discovered the Savannah Bananas, and I found myself watching them on Friday nights play their exhibition games. Several new teams now joining an exhibition baseball league starting next year. Jeff Manasso is on News Radio 92.3.
The Banana Ball Baseball League grows to six teams. The league announcing last week the addition of the Loco Beach Coconuts and the Indianapolis Clowns, adding to the Savannah Bananas, Party Animals, Firefighters, and Texas Tailgaters, all set to compete in big games next year. League founder Jesse Cole saying the 2026 season is coming to 75 stadiums in 45 states, all played in front of 3.2 million expected fans next year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And lastly here, this shouldn't be much of a bombshell. The Tennessee Titans are firing head coach Brian Callahan. It comes after the Titans lost to the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday. They are now 1-5 on the season. Callahan was hired before the 2024 year and had a record of 4-19 as their head coach. He's the first NFL head coach to be fired this season.
Here's today's health news.
If you are struggling with depression, this month is the time to open up. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. October is National Depression and Health Screening Month. The Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island says major depression is one of the most common mental health disorders. Many factors can affect anyone when it comes to depression, but it can present itself differently across individuals. That's why the group says screenings should be a routine part of healthcare. The Cleveland Clinic says you can't always prevent depression, but there are ways to help reduce your risk, like maintaining a healthy sleep routine, managing depression with healthy coping mechanisms, and practicing regular self-care activities like exercise, meditation, and yoga. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a new study shows that 40% of deadly car accidents are linked to marijuana. The research was conducted by scientists at Ohio's Wright State University. They looked at the blood levels of 246 drivers killed over a six-year period and found elevated levels of THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. The lead author says the study highlights public health risk posed by driving under the influence of weed, despite recreational cannabis now legalized in 24 states, including Ohio.
You know, I'll always go back to sample-based questions when I hear that. 246 people were surveyed out of how many millions of people drive? I mean, that's an accurate figure.
This is an epidemic, Chris.
It's always something out there. It's just, it's not a balanced playing field when you do these type of, it's headlines is what it is. Mm. That's what you're selling. Dig into the facts deeper, folks. President Trump strikes another deal with a major drug maker to bring down those prescription prices. Jared Halpern is at the White House this afternoon.
A week after securing a deal with Pfizer, President Trump announced a most favored nations agreement with European drug maker AstraZeneca.
The most favored nation is you're going to pay whatever the lowest price anywhere in the world is. That's what you're going to be paying.
AstraZeneca agreed to sell drugs to Medicaid patients at lower prices, and most medications will soon be available on a government-run website, TrumpRx.com, early next year. The drug maker is also investing $50 billion to increase U.S. production of commonly used prescriptions in America, exempting the company from pharmaceutical tariffs planned by the Trump administration. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Being a social butterfly could help you live longer. A new study by researchers at Cornell University found that social relationships can slow cellular aging. Using data from over 2,000 U.S. adults, researchers measured their cumulative social advantage, which is tied to family relationships, emotional support, religious involvement, and community engagement. The scores were then matched to biological markers, and people with higher social relationship scores had slower biological aging.
I want to just remind you something interesting is going on in just about an hour and a half from right now. SpaceX scheduled to carry out the 11th test flight of its Starship spacecraft, 6:15. They'll light the torch. The company reports that future launches from the Kennedy Space Complex are planned before the end of the year, although an official target launch date has not been confirmed. SpaceX continues to pursue plans to expand Starship operations here in Florida. All right, we're going to move right along. 4:45, 15 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price in with a look at the weather and traffic together.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Dell Technologies. Your new Dell PC with Intel Core Ultra helps you handle a lot when your holiday to-dos get to be a lot. Get yours at Dell.com/deals. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. That's as you're heading into downtown Milton. Still got a heavy wave of congestion. It's actually worsened if you are trying to get off of the Navarre Beach Bridge towards Navarre Parkway. Got some backups there, but no confirmation of an accident or anything of that sort. And we've got some issues on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your weather, that has been far more gracious. 84 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Sunny, just about completely clear for the next few days. May have some cloud action come in on Friday, but all you need to know is that throughout the bulk of this week, there is no rainfall chances in sight.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen, a proud weatherman.
Yes.
With some great weather for us. Different story nationwide. Inclement weather continues for certain parts of the U.S. Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
A coastal low continues to bring strong winds, heavy rain, high surf, and beach erosion from the mid-Atlantic region to the northeast through Tuesday. High tides could lead to significant coastal flooding in some communities and high winds, also potentially bringing about power outages. Stay tuned to Fox Weather for all the details. Tropical moisture streaming in from the Pacific, bringing heavy rain to the southwest and southern California, and that could lead to flash flooding, especially across burn areas. Heavy snow is piling up over the northern Rockies and the Sierra Nevada through Tuesday. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Gas prices decreased by about 5 cents over the last 2 weeks to a new national average of $3.22 per gallon. This is for regular grade gasoline, according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey. Says looking better, and even more relief could be on the way.
We may see another decline of that amount, or maybe even double that amount in coming days, depending most of all, of course, on the big dominant factor, crude oil prices.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks surged today on Wall Street, rebounding from Friday's massive sell-off after President Donald Trump announced trade relations with China will, quote, all be fine. Big tech leading the surge today with Broadcom, Oracle, AMD, and NVIDIA all rising by at least 1%. The Dow up 588 points, the S&P 500 growing by more than 100, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gaining 2.2%. Shares of Bloom Energy soaring today as well, more than 20% after striking a deal with Brookfield Asset Management to install fuel cells in AI data centers. Brookfield will reportedly spend up to $5 billion to deploy Bloom Energy's technology. Brookfield and Bloom are collaborating to design what they're calling AI factories around the world. Crude oil futures for November are up more than 1%. They're under $60 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, a warning and a recall for a pressure cooker sold over at the new Aldi stores is in the news today. Carmen Roberts has the details.
Federal regulators are warning Aldi customers to immediately stop using Ambiano electric pressure cookers after at least 8 customers suffered severe burns. The importer, Tempo USA, issued a recall for more than 46,000 of the pressure cookers after learning of the injuries. The problem is the lid can open while still pressurized, causing hot contents to burst out. The pressure cookers were sold nationwide at Aldi stores from January 2016. To December 2019. Consumers can get a refund by returning the product to Aldi or submitting photos to Tempo USA. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Apple is rebranding its streaming service. It will now be known simply as Apple TV, dropping the plus from its name. The tech giant revealed the change Monday when announcing the streaming premiere for the Brad Pitt blockbuster F1 the movie. Apple said the new name is a vibrant new identity for the streaming service, and its new name is now the same as its Apple TV streaming device.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. It is 4:49, 11 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. Your meal in Los Angeles may soon come by robot. Evan Brown has the report on News Radio 92.3.
Food delivery app DoorDash is linking up with Serve Robotics to use their bots to make deliveries to customers. Both companies announced they've signed a multi-year deal for delivery in parts of Los Angeles. Serve's robots look like a self-moving bucket on wheels and travel on sidewalks. Their robots, however, will actually be giving human gig workers a run for their money. Just like people who take gigs from different platforms, Serve robots will take delivery orders for both DoorDash and Uber Eats, even in the same cities. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Here's something wholesome for you. The man who won the recent $2 billion Powerball jackpot buying up burned-out properties in Southern California, Edwin Castro, invested $10 million to purchase 15 lots in Altadena, where he plans to build homes reminiscent of the neighborhoods that were erased by the Eaton Fire. That fire started near California's Palisades Fire and burned about the same time. He says he wants to sell at market value to people who wish to raise their families in Altadena.
Taylor Swift fans getting an early holiday gift in the form of an Eras Tour documentary. I can't wait to get mine. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, The End of an Era, is set for release on Disney+.
The only thing left.
One, two, three.
Is to close the book.
The six-part docu-series is described as an intimate look at the tour, featuring opening acts including Gracie Abrams and Sabrina Carpenter. The first two episodes drop December 12th, with two more at a time each of the 2 weeks after that. A new concert film, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, The Final Show, shot at the tour finale in Vancouver, Canada, is also being released the same day on Disney+. The film will be the first time fans have gotten a chance to see music from the Tortured Poets Department album that was added to the show. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, a dramatic scene off the coast of Puerto Vallarta. Something out of a movie here, as a full-scale replica of Columbus's Santa Maria sank as it returned to port for repairs. Ted Linder has more on the story.
Cell phone video shows the beloved tourist attraction, the iconic pirate ship, the Mar Galante, listing heavily before vanishing beneath the waves. All crew members were safely evacuated, but the ship, considered a symbol of local pride, was lost to the sea. Officials blame a bilge pump failure worsened by strong tides. Locals are calling it the loss of a piece of Vallarta's soul. Built in 1987, the Mar Galante delighted visitors for more than 30 years, starting in 1992 with pirate shows and sunset sails. The company says a sister ship will soon take its place. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
4:52 on the dot here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you to ease you into the 5 o'clock hour on this Monday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's one of your last couple of chances to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and watch the sunset as you enjoy your favorite bands. This week, the Knee Deep Band hits the stage. They're a high-energy variety show with something to please audiences of all ages. It's happening this Tuesday night at 7 at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, 5 away from 5 o'clock. Beautiful day. I mean, just really one of those picture-perfect. It's kind of like a chamber day going on. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Luckily, not a ton going on. Do have a little bit of backup still on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, as we so often do. Also have a little bit of Highway 90 congestion if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, but that has lessened also. The only spot that has not lessened, in fact, it has continued to worsen, is the Navarre Beach Bridge. If you are trying to get off of Navarre Beach onto Navarre Parkway, we've got congestion that is almost reaching back to the beach at this point. No accidents in that area, just a lot of congestion. We'll keep an eye on that for you. As for your weather, yes, it is a beautiful day, and it's going to continue to be beautiful days throughout the rest of this week. 84 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the rest of your work week.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, they always say a camera doesn't lie. Newly released photos seem to back up the rumors that Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau are an item. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
The photos of Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau on board her yacht seem to confirm their relationship. They were taken last month off the coast of Santa Barbara, California, and show the two kissing and hugging on the upper deck. Perry, wearing a black one-piece swimsuit, and Trudeau, wearing only jeans, were caught on camera by a tourist who told the Daily Mail that she didn't realize who Perry was with until she saw the tattoo on the man's arm. The couple first sparked dating rumors in July, following an intimate dinner in Montreal. Trudeau was also seen at her concert in Canada. Perry split from Orlando Bloom in June, and Trudeau has been separated from his wife since 2023. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Some music fans still wanting to see Bad Bunny get the bad boot when it comes to the Super Bowl halftime show.
There you go.
Instead suggesting George Strait to perform. A variety of petitions have surfaced online since the NFL selected Bad Bunny as the headliner on February 8th next year. The petition to replace the King of Latin Trap with one of the biggest country music stars has collected nearly 1,500 signatures. Bad Bunny has addressed that those criticizing his selection and said during his Saturday Night Live monologue that anyone who doesn't understand Spanish has 4 months to learn.
Okay, Dancing with the Stars is hitting the road. I have to laugh. Michelle Polino has the report.
Dancing with the Stars live is hitting the road again with more than 70 stops planned across North America. The tour kicks off in January with 9 pro dancers, bringing fan favorite numbers from season 34, which continues to break ratings and voting records, featuring pros like Val Schmurkowski, Britt Stewart, Brandon Armstrong, and Emma Slater, with celebrity cast members to be announced soon. Executive producer Ryan O'Dowd said in part, last year the tour sold out in every city, and we extended it by popular demand. Tickets are on sale now at DWTSTour.com. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A survey reveals most Americans finish their candy before Halloween. A CVS pharmacy study shows the average American gobbles up their Halloween candy stash twice before even seeing their first trick-or-treater. 1 in 4 of those surveyed admitted having to restock 3 times or more. A whopping 55% said that they have to rush out to buy candy last minute.
This is the time to go invest in your dentist. Buy some stock in his company or something. The sugar fix is kind of detrimental to good hygiene, I guess. I like the candy myself. I eat it all up.
Oh, yeah, everyone's guilty of it.
I'm always doing that. I think I told you about that the other day. I'm flying in, and I pick my own favorite candy.
And you turn the lights
and
on.
And I eat my own thing. Turn the lights on, exactly. Hey, the latest installment of a Disney sci-fi franchise wins the box office this past weekend. Kathleen Maloney has those numbers.
Tron: Ares wins the war of the box office, pulling in $33.5 million in its opening weekend.
Since time began, man has gazed at the stars and he has wondered, am I alone?
The Disney film, falling short of expectations, arriving 15 years after Tron Legacy opened to $44 million in ticket sales. Roof Man, starring Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst, opened in second place with $8 million, one battle after another, holding steady in third with $6.6 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Powerball tonight, $258 million. Play wisely and good luck to you. Coming up in 12, we'll have some more news and information. This is News Radio 92.3.
And breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.